Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister, I'm sure, cannot fail to have noticed the intervention by two former Prime Ministers recently in relation to the Brexit debate, and as a result, very helpful they were, I'm sure. I'm sure the Prime Minister will know, of course, what they and everybody else means by hard Brexit, what is meant by soft Brexit, but we're all now wondering what is meant by a soft coup, and when indeed... When indeed it might be triggered, and when we will know if it's been triggered or not. Perhaps the Prime Minister can elucidate on that as well, since it's been so helpful in so many other ways. Will she take the opportunity today, however, to make it clear that whatever former Prime Ministers may say or whatever members of the unelected Upper House may say, the reality is that her plan to trigger Article 50 by the end of March is now clearly on track?
I thank the Right Honourable Gentleman for the question that he's asked. It is indeed my plan to trigger by the end of March. And when I refer to that, I refer, of course, to the triggering of Article 50, rather than attempting to trigger any coup, soft or otherwise, that might take place. It is still our intention to do that. I think it is important. The Article 50 bill, of course, does respond to the judgment of the Supreme Court, but it also ensures that we are responding to the voice of the United Kingdom when people voted to ensure that we do leave the European Union, and that is what we will do. Right.